Ready. Aim. Fire. It's next.
Welcome to the Fire Below Zero podcast, a podcast dedicated to financial independence, personal development, and life optimization. So what exactly is FIRE? Well, FIRE stands for Financial Independence, Retire Early. And we believe that FIRE can be achieved under any conditions, no matter what walk of life you come from, no matter what your background is, no matter what your current income level is, no matter what your education level is, you can achieve financial independence. It's through living intentionally, it's through implementing a few simple strategies, and it's through understanding that money is a tool. Money is not the end goal, and money is not the reason that you live. I'm one of your hosts, Cody, and I could not be doing this show by myself, so I'd love to introduce you to my co-host, TJ. What's up, man?
Hey, Cody. I'm super excited to be here for the launching of this podcast. This concept, FIRE, is so important to us. It's just something that has completely transformed our lives. Every day, we see people implementing these strategies and taking a hold of their financial future. See, the life on the hamster wheel is not a life to look forward to. Every day I go into work, I see people walking around like zombies. They're completely desperate. They're completely spent, but they have no options. Living a life that's not intentional and living paycheck to paycheck is no way to plan your future. People are doing jobs that they're not inspired by, but it's because they've created a lifestyle with no intention. And that is why we're so excited to bring this podcast, because we're just planning to implement a few strategies. If you can implement these strategies in your life, then you don't have to live the way everyone else is living. Being at a job and working for 40 years before you finally get to retire when you're 65 and possibly have 5 more years to live, that is not inspiring. That is no way to live your life. Right. So that is why we're super excited about this concept, and we can't wait to share this podcast with you guys. So, Cody, why is this concept so important to you at the young age of 22?
Well, TJ, what actually hooked me to the financial independence movement was this notion that you don't have to trade your time for money on a linear basis. You can actually build these systems that pay you in perpetuity and allow you to design and live the lifestyle that you want. And I'm not talking about some crazy pyramid scheme or some get-rich-quick type of thing. I'm talking about building real side hustles, putting the time in now to set up these systems. And at some point, hopefully, these systems can support the cost of your lifestyle.
Wow, Cody, that's such an amazing concept. But really, from your standpoint right now, can you give us a clear picture, like, what does this actually look like for you? What does your lifestyle cost right now?
Yeah, I guess I'll touch on the saving front first, but we'll get to the big picture afterwards. So the current cost of my lifestyle is actually around $12,000 right now, and that might seem absolutely crazy to some people listening out there, but I'm 22 years old. I don't have a mortgage. I don't have a car payment. I don't have kids. I just don't have an expensive lifestyle. It doesn't cost too much to maintain. And then on the income front, I just graduated back in December 2017. I'm actually working in a W-2 banking job. I went to school for finance and economics, but at the same time, I'm doing side hustles like this podcast, and I have a blog, and I own a disc golf company, and just all these little ventures, because my job, quite frankly, isn't enough. I want to diversify my income stream, so if I do lose that job, that main hustle, I'll have these side hustles to at least put food on the table.
Wow, Cody, $12,000 a year, that is amazing. So what is your current plan? Like, when exactly do you see yourself escaping the rat race?
Well, quite frankly, I'm probably going to leave my W-2 job in 1 year from now. So next July, you guys can hold me accountable now that I've put this on the podcast live. And I'm hoping that at that point, my side hustles can support my lifestyle. I mean, it's a big goal, and I'm already making a decent amount of income from my side hustles. And like I said before, my lifestyle costs $12,000 a year, so let's do some simple math. That's only $1,000 a month I need to make in side hustles. Like, maybe 1 month I don't quite hit the $1,000 mark. I'll do a few Uber rides. I'll do whatever it takes just to get out of the rat race and take back control of my life and my time.
This concept, this idea, seeing your story, the biggest thing that sticks out to me is how intentional you are, right? Most people who graduate college, you know, start making a good amount of income, immediately go out and buy the most extravagant car or go buy a large 5,000 square foot house. But no, you decided your future is more important than all these frivolous things. And that is just so amazing.
I mean, the thing is, quite frankly, I don't think I'm doing anything that crazy. And a lot of people, I hear them say, oh, you're 22 years old. I could never do that. Like, I'm 45. I can't start going down this path towards financial independence. But it doesn't matter when you start. You could be 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old. And it's going to have a massive impact on your life, implementing the strategies that we're going to share with you on this podcast. And TJ, I know that you got into the game a little later than I did. You're still in your 20s now, but straight out of college didn't look like what my life looks like right now. So could you just give the audience a little bit of background about how this FI mindset has changed your life?
Right. I mean, this concept has completely changed everything for us. Before we found out about this community, my family lived paycheck to paycheck. My wife made $24,000 a year at the time, and I didn't have a job. So really, we only had just a little bit of income, but we were definitely very reckless with it. We weren't saving. We weren't budgeting our money. We were definitely spending money on things that we shouldn't have been. But then luckily, as soon as I found a job, we were able to find this community of people that showed us and taught us these strategies that has completely changed everything. Now we're saving money intentionally. Now we're actually spending our money on things that we truly value and not just spending it recklessly. So it's amazing what just a couple of years of intentional living can do for your financial life. That is just why this concept is so near and dear to me. And I really feel like this podcast is going to have an impact on so many lives. And we can't wait to just continue to share this message.
Wow, that is just such an amazing story, TJ. And now we're on the same path, but we didn't come from the same point. And that's the whole point of this. Like I said before, you can start from anywhere at any time. It's just as long as you get on this path at some point, your life will change. But TJ, I kind of want to hop back and just tell the audience how this podcast got started, because it's a pretty funny story.
So this podcast actually came about because I slid into Cody's DMs. So it's actually a pretty crazy story. On the 4th of July, I was fortunate enough to hear Cody on a different podcast. So Cody was talking about his backstory, and, you know, just listening to him, I really was impressed. Like, this guy was really intentional. You know, he was doing all these amazing things at such a young age. But most importantly, he spoke so eloquently. And I'd been thinking about starting a podcast, and I was like, this is the guy I got to start a podcast with. So, you know, back then I had talked to Cody a couple of times through our blogs. You know, I'd seen his blog posts. So I slid into his DMs and I said, hey, Cody, I know you don't really know me or anything, but I think it'd be really awesome if we started a podcast together.
Well, what you probably don't know, TJ, is that when you texted me that night, it was about 8:30 or 9, I was pretty drunk at a 4th of July party. I was hanging with some buddies watching fireworks, and this guy slides into my DMs. For you non-millennials out there, that means direct messages. And he's like, hey, man, want to start a podcast? And I was like, yes, because quite frankly, I had been thinking of starting a podcast for a while, but I didn't want to rock it solo because I think dual-hosted podcasts are just so much better. You have two people talking, two dynamics, two points of view, and it's just a lot more entertaining. So yeah, I mean, basically, that's the history between us.
Wow, so I'm guessing it's the drinks that really pushed you over the top, Cody.
Well, it might have been a factor, TJ, but the most important thing is that we're here together now on this podcast, and we're going to be sharing actionable tips with you listeners every single week. But just to give some more idea of structure, TJ, you think you could tell the audience how this podcast is going to run every week?
Right, so we're absolutely excited about bringing people onto the podcast that possibly don't have a platform. You don't have to have a blog, and you certainly don't have to have a podcast. But if you have a message, and if you have actionable tips that the listeners can implement and improve their lives, then we're so excited to bring you on the podcast. Because one thing we know is that there's a lot of intelligent people in this community, and they have a lot of ideas, they have a lot of tools and resources that if we can just bring on the show and capture, it is absolutely going to make a critical impact on everyone's lives. So with that, we can't wait to just dive into this content and continue to share these ideas with you every single week.
Yeah, I'm really excited to just dive into this content, TJ, and having these guests on and extracting the knowledge that they have and kind of using the community as a collective hive of knowledge instead of just me and you kind of shooting the shit back and forth with our ideas. I think that's going to be so much more powerful because we're just two guys and our knowledge is limited. But when we bring in people from behind the scenes, like you mentioned before, it's just going to unlock a whole new world of life hacks and opportunities and actionable tips. But before we leave you guys today, TJ and I have a special gift for you.
Right. So Cody and I have been thinking of a way to share this special gift with you guys, and I just thought of a great idea. So quick story. When we decided to start this podcast, I remember Cody and I just brainstorming, you know, thinking about a lot of things going back and forth. And one thing that came up was microphones, right? And Cody asked me, so do you have a microphone? And I remember thinking like, man, I used to have a microphone like a long time ago. And I was like, okay, I think I have something, you know, somewhere buried deep down in my closet. So Cody asked me, why do you have a microphone? And I had to admit to him that at one point I actually tried my hand at rapping. So what's actually funny about this story is that Cody is actually a professional rapper.
All right, so, TJ. Well, I wouldn't get carried away. I wouldn't say professional, but back in my heyday, I did have around 70 tracks.
So if you guys can get us to 50 reviews on this podcast, Cody is going to make an FI themed verse, right? So 16 bars, Cody?
Yeah, somewhere around there, and I'll drop it right at the beginning of the podcast episode.
Right. So there you go. So this, we really appreciate you guys for listening and participating and sharing this with your friends. But if you want to hear that exclusive FI themed track from Cody, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes.
Well, thanks for putting me on the spot, TJ. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And if you do leave us a review, we really appreciate it. And that's kind of what helps us get recognized and rank up in like the iTunes ranking, however their analytics works. But yes, those reviews are so critical to the growth of this podcast. So if you like what you're hearing today, if you think TJ and I are pretty cool guys, then please just go leave a review. Even if you just say, great podcast, like, thank you so much for leaving that review. So with that, that's going to bring this episode to a close. This has been the first episode of the Fire Below Zero podcast, a cooler approach to financial independence.
Bam, that was it. That was money.